Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
He knew exactly what that meant. The child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country's become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he doesn't. Well, he apologized for violence. But
look, he's a very bad.
What do you want to see happen? What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this: I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that. If he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency. But I'm going to let them make that decision.
So that's something we're going to dive into later in the radio program, talking about this 86 thing that was yesterday. And I'm so tired of the arguments that I'm hearing from people who are defending it, saying, well, you know, he wasn't saying 86. Kane, let me ask you a question before we get going.
Sure.
What does 86 mean?
It means to nix, to kill, to end.
Yeah. It doesn't mean to just reject or take off the menu.
Nope.
I worked in a restaurant for years throughout college, and one of the things that was absolutely certain was what that meant. That meant, for whatever reason, you have to kill something being on the menu. It means that they either don't have enough of the ingredient, they either don't have enough of the entire menu item, whatever it is. And then they kill it from the menu. That is what that means. And the audacity of these people trying to lecture everybody about it is insane. You know what? We're going by the Dems' rules. Welcome to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of this first hour on Friday. And we got a lot to cover here as we roll towards. We got the latest with some of the stuff in the House, like the reconciliation bill, etc. Oh, by the way, and then we've got Democrats and impeachment. Audio soundbite 5. The guy, not the good Al Green, the bad Al Green. He's the bad Al Green. He just filed more articles of impeachment. Yay, look at him. He did that. So he, audio soundbite, yeah, 5 it is. Sorry.
Bringing to the attention of everyone the countdown. To impeachment. The countdown. The countdown begins tonight.
So this is what Democrats are doing in the House. They're filing articles of impeachment. And I'm going to tell you, I know I'm a broken record, but I said that I was going to say this literally every day forever, that if Democrats, or if Republicans rather, if they can't get it together, if they can't get it together and they can't make something, they can't make this permanent. They can't make tax cuts permanent. They can't do any of this. Then you're going to get nonstop impeachment. That's what you're going to get, is nonstop impeachment 24/7. So this, I mean, because who was the other guy? You had Al Green, and then you had that other cat who didn't even know all the cities or all the towns in his district. Yeah, he didn't even know all the towns in his district. That guy. So this... I mean, this whole thing is what we're going to have to be dealing with this. We're going to have to be dealing with this for 4 years. For 4 years. So, I don't know. So, that's what Democrats have been doing when they're not rocking on the beach and writing like some dippy influencer words in the sand. That's what Democrats are doing. Now, in addition to all of that, one of the things we're going to be talking about coming up later in the program is the situation with regards to India, because I, as you know, like anybody that's a geopolitical foe of China, and we've talked about this quite a bit with Stephen Yates, and he is he's going to be, he's talked about every Monday he comes on the show and he's talked with us about this, but we're going to kind of dive into it and kind of, and also sort of what that means for the overall for foreign policy in the United, as it relates to India, as it relates to Afghanistan, as it relates to Pakistan, because now it looks like India and Pakistan are kind of like, you know, tying up. So we're going to deep dive into all of that. Also, Trump declared that Taylor Swift was no longer hot. Kane?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
Yeah, he's not wrong. He, out of nowhere, this morning, nobody said anything. Out of nowhere, Trump tweets, "Has anybody noticed since I said I hate Taylor Swift that she's no longer hot?" How old is she? Hang on. Kane's dying. Go ahead. Go ahead, my friend.
No, I'm just thoroughly amused by it all. It's just, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
He was talking about her and Bruce Springsteen. I literally almost forgot his name. And he tweeted that. So she's 35 years old. She's 35 years old. You're middle-aged.
Yeah.
If you're in your, she's middle-aged. She's a middle-aged woman. And the only reason I say this is because she sings songs like she's still a high school teeny bopper is the best way I can put it, I think, right? I think you would agree with that, right?
I think it's accurate.
Didn't she? She started out as like country, right?
Yes.
And then she moved to pop country. I've never dug her music. I'm just not into pop. And I mean like poppy pop. Not like pop isn't popular music, but like poppy pop. You know what I mean? So he tweeted that out of nowhere. So you have to ask, this was at, because he's over, hang on, let me see. Current time in UAE. Because he's currently over, well, he was over in UAE when this was happening. So he tweeted this at 9-something this morning. Okay, so they're like, it's already 8:12 p.m. over there. Okay, so it's still like in the evening. So he, you know, probably was at dinner and tweeted, "Has anybody noticed since I said I hate Taylor Swift that she's no longer hot?" I just find it funny. I'm sorry. It is just funny. You would say, Dana, the president should be tweeting things like this. Yes, and I shouldn't be engaging with trolls on social media, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, that's where we are. So this, I don't know. I don't know if she's going to say, are the Swifties, isn't that what they call her fan base?
Yes.
The Swifties. Again, you're 35 years old. You're not Selena. Quit it. Just stop. You don't need to even be doing all that. Just quit it. You're not Selena. So I don't know. There's a lot happening. Now, in the meantime, in the House with reconciliation, it still remains. There was no inclusion of exemption for taxes and Social Security. They wanted to give you a measly little deduction, but they have been having an absolute fight. They sunk a key vote, and this was on the House Budget Committee this morning. They sunk a key vote advancing the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill, and it was the 16-21 vote. That throws a pretty big hurdle because they're supposed to send, let me look at my calendar. I'm actually going to, let me grab my calendar here. They're supposed to be sending this bill to the Senate by Memorial, so they're supposed to have it by Memorial Day. So that's from today, that's like 1 week, because I think that they break again that next weekend. So Memorial Day is the 26th. Memorial Day is just, you know, literally just barely over a week away. And so the Senate was supposed to have this. That was the original plan. They were supposed to have this by Memorial Day, but they were still kind of going back and forth over some of the last minute changes. And the moderates wanted bigger tax breaks. They wanted way bigger tax breaks. So Chip Roy was one of the holdouts, several others, Ralph Norman. I mean, all of the holdouts were the people that you want to be holding out. Those are the people who are trying to be good stewards of our tax dollars, because I do not want to consider, I don't want to continue the Green New Funding. That's in here still. I think it's insane that we have no permanent tax cuts that are seriously codified in this, that we have taxes on Social Security, and that we're only looking at giving tax relief to one tiny segment of the working population. That's stupid. This is a dumb bill. And I'm tired of being gaslit by people who can't do math and thirsty whores that come from New York who just want to be power adjacent. That's the truth of it. So I have no good things to say about this bill. I don't. Because why should we have to always compromise? Why is it, ask yourselves this, why are we always told, oh, well, you know, it's just you got to give a little and get a little. Oh, you got to give a. We've been doing all the giving, guys. For how long? I went back. Let me pull up my notes. I went back every single time that we have had to do this in the House and go over reconciliation, go and kick the can down the road. And I went back to like, because when I really, really started plugging in was like right when the Tea Party was getting kicked off. I was on air in 2008, co-founded the Tea Party movement, traveled all around the country. The bills, that was like one of the first criticisms that we actually had, was way back when, you remember? Way back when. This was even going back pre-Tea Party with the Don't Go movement. And how they were fighting. This isn't Democrats were in charge of the House, but they were fighting. They were going back and forth as it pertained to cutting spending and deregulating so that the energy sector could get a boost because we were under Democrat control. Gas prices were through the roof. Do you guys remember? It was that summer. It was that summer of 2008 before the election. You guys remember all of that. And it was nuts. And that's ever since then. I watched Republicans have been saying, well, we got to wait till after the election. They set it back then in 08. We got to wait till after the election. Let's go into spring. Then spring, the same thing. We got to wait. Let's wait until fall. Oh, my gosh. This has been going on this entire time. And I went back. I even went back and looked at all of the stuff that I had written prior about this. And this has been going on for that long. We're going to dive into this a little bit more. We've got headlines coming up. Our friends at All Family Pharmacy. If you want to avoid the system that try to keep therapeutics from you, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and ramp up costs, well, you should check out All Family Pharmacy. They provide all that, and antibiotics, and your daily medications, anything that you need. Simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing, online ordering, shipping in 2 to 4 days, or overnight, in a pinch. Your health is always within reach. And there's no gatekeepers. You can order from the comfort of your home and let All Family Pharmacy deliver right to your door. And everything is made in the USA. You can rest easy knowing that your medications are manufactured with American inputs right here in America. So it ensures high standards of quality and safety. Nothing's coming from China. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana10. Protect yourself and your family today. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
70% of Americans are financially stressed, but 40% of those people are taking multiple days off work to cope with it. If that's your plan, you're doing it wrong.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline. It was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, apparently, police in New Hampshire are investigating the theft of a trail camera that reviewed. They saw footage that identified a bear that stole it. A bear apparently stole the camera, clawed it off a tree, and another bear watched from a short distance away. They got the report of a camera theft, police did, and they said that it was very suspicious. They were kind of joking about it, but I've never seen where a bear could just steal a trail cam, but okay. Fancy snake. Reptile wranglers find a weird diamondback rattlesnake in Arizona. They shared a photo of the snake that they came across in the backyard of a Scottsdale home. These trappers called Rattlesnake Solutions, they posted photos to social media showing what appears to be a western diamondback rattlesnake that has a leopard-like color pattern. They said that the only normal thing about it was that the snake's bright white tail base had black spots, and that was it. So normally they have diamond-shaped patterns on their bodies, but this one said that it was a very weird pattern. Apparently, why are people even paying for a subscription for Netflix anyway? Netflix is going to start showing generative AI ads midway through their streams beginning next year. And they said that they're testing the amount and types of ads that they're willing to try to see what subscribers are willing to endure. And they said that it's for lower prices, but I mean, they're not lowering the prices, they're keeping them the same. So they said that they've created interactive mid-roll ads and pause ads that incorporate it, and that they can start seeing these ads in 2026. And I guess it's what, going to be in the middle of the show, I guess is what it is. The president of advertising at Netflix said they're going to be mid-roll ads.
I hated that when Amazon did that. Remember when Prime started doing that? God, I hated
They launched that. Their ad subscription tier in November of 22, and they have 300 total million subscribers. They got 94 million subscribers to the ad tier. So what's the point of paying for it if you're still going to have, that's just so stupid and shady. I think it's so lame. You know, I don't know. Depends on how many ads. Cause if I have to start watching a ton of ads, I guarantee you, I'm not gonna, you know, if people are paying for it, I don't think you should be throwing ads in their face. It's not like radio where the sponsors that you hear pay for everything. That's what that is. So Washington Examiner says that clean energy is dead in the House. They were trying to incentivize and use tax incentives, essentially, to help grow nuclear power. But that's one of the things that apparently is on the cutting room floor for the sweeping fiscal overhaul. And I mean, I don't know. You can't. They're still going to consider funding Planned Parenthood with this. I don't know. Apparently, let's see, I don't know, it's a deer that was in a drain. Okay. A new pope got his own trading card, and it already outsold one of the most popular basketball players of all time. That actually is interesting. I didn't know that you could do a pope card, but apparently you can. It's Topps. They put together a trading card for Pope Leo ahead of his inauguration later this month. They said it's already breaking records, and it's now the best-selling non-sports Topps card. It outsold Lionel Messi, LeBron James, and John Cena. And of course, it's already being scalped. People are paying $195 and up just for the alternative art. That's crazy. That's $200 for a Pope card. And it even beat out Lionel Messi and LeBron James. That's insane. That's I've never heard of anything like that before, but okay, maybe, you know, Kane, we need to get into the baseball card business. Yeah, clearly, yeah, we are doing life wrong. So coming up, we got a lot of stuff to get into. We're going to, we got some Law and Order. We got the latest with the Middle Eastern trip, 86ing people and more. Stick with us. Goldco is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings, just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with Goldco because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, Goldco is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Republicans talk fiscal responsibility, but they practice fiscal irresponsibility. Trump's big, beautiful bill is full of ugly details. Mr. Chairman, there is absolutely no fiscal sanity, as you refer to it, in this bill. What begins as a $4 trillion bit of public borrowing, according to the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, likely ends up adding almost $7 trillion to the national debt.
Yeah, it adds a lot. And that's why you see a lot of these lawmakers, they are, you know, really kind of, they're pushing back against this stuff. And I love his accent, by the way. Where's Doggett from? Let me see. I liked his accent because it sounded kind of like my grandmother's accent. Oh, he's from Austin, Texas. Dang, that's not a Texas draw. That's right.
Tennessee, isn't it? No.
Lloyd Doggett.
You're right.
Yeah. He's born in Texas, so that's a Texas draw.
Yeah.
But he's a Democrat. And here's the thing. I really want to say that he's wrong, and I want to argue with him. But I can't. Just this, what it is. Welcome back, Dana Lash with you, top or bottom of this second hour. So the bill, we talked about this a little bit this week. The bill has all of the Green New Deal subsidies in it. You just get like a measly deduction for Social Security. I've been watching people. I've had some operatives for certain different candidates message me and kind of get snotty with me about it. They're like, well, Dana, you just don't want to accept anything. It's like, no, that's not it. And that's a false equivalency. It's not about I don't want to accept anything. It's I was promised certain things. And you damn Republicans have campaigned, wanted our votes. You try to shame us into it in 2020 and is acting like if we didn't go along with whatever big budget thing you wanted to propose, then we're somehow betraying the country. They're doing it again now. Do not be gaslit into this. This is how they keep doing this. Like I said, I was looking at my notes going all the way back. From 2008, when I first went on air, in 2008, October 28th, 2008 was my first show. I was writing about all of this before then. And if you remember, what was one of the key things that everybody in the Tea Party back in when we all first had that phone call, the very first national phone call we had was that Sunday, and we were launching our game plan for this, right? What was one of the biggest things that everybody was livid about? You guys remember? It was too big to fail. All of this, we were complaining about this. The first call and everything got launched in 2009, but I was talking to activists and we were actually speaking out and protesting too big to fail and all of these other government center, the federal government centric things that really should be left to the states or not meddled with at all. I mean, this has been going on for so long. Every single time that we have had this budget battle, they've kicked the can down the road. And it has been, and I'm kind of stunned that of the short memories of some of these people who write op-eds that are friends of mine, and they are all for this. Like, you do you not remember in 2009, that spring, they were like, no, we got to wait because we're getting ready to go into midterms. You know, we're just going to take it slow. Let's maybe revisit how we can start shaping all of this in the fall. And then fall of 2009 came and all hell was breaking loose. The one time that they actually sort of stood up, Republicans did, to the request from the moderates for big spending and Democrats push for big spending, was right ahead of the 2010 midterm elections, right? Right ahead of the 2010 midterm elections, when we were facing a government shutdown. And Republicans were told, if you allow the government to shut down, then you're going to lose everything. And what happened? Do you guys remember what happened? Oh my gosh, it was a huge, huge victory. And I think Barack Obama called it a shellacking because Republicans held their ground and delivered for the voters. And I guess they lost the lessons of that. They I guess, forgot what that was like. They had good messaging, though. They had good, they had decent, actual decent messaging. And now, what is it? They're too, they're so afraid of their own shadow. I watched, I saw one lawmaker yesterday who was tweeting that he, it's a big, beautiful bill and it accomplishes everything that they set out to do. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, Congressman, can you answer my question? Does this also include the tax? Like, you're not including Social Security in taxes, right? You're not going to tax that anymore. Never responded. But Kane, how much you want to bet these same people are going to be like, oh, we got a book out. Can we come talk to you about our book? Yeah. I know they will. That's how they always do. That's how these people always do. So the other bit of news, and we talked about this at the top of the show. If you get the newsletter, yeah, I was up a little late last night getting some stuff prepared for everybody because we had this come out. Where as soon as we get some where the Republicans are going to be finalized on finances, we'll have something up about that. But this piece that I sent out was on the 86. It has the original photo that he deleted. That's up there. And then it also includes Kash Patel's response and Comey's explanation. So he puts up there, cool formation on my beach walk, 8647. What grown man do you know goes out and arranges words on the beach with shells? Like a dippy influencer? Can you guys know who does that? Nobody. Kane, would you do that if you're going to walk on the beach and you're going to be like, I'm going to spell some things out with shells and take a photo for my Insta?
No.
You're not going to do that?
Is he claiming that he actually arranged it? Or is he saying
know
that
he did. Are you kidding me? No one, he's not walking on the beach and then like walking across this thing. He did it. Come on. So
oh, no, I agree with you.
He responded later. He goes, quote, I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers. Now I want to come back to that sentence with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind. So I took the post down. Okay. So again, I worked as a server. I worked in a hula hands throughout college and it means to kill a menu item, like to kill it. Like I remember one time potato soup was our big thing and we ran out of potato soup and we had 86 the potato soup. Kill it off the menu. You take it out. You take it out of consideration. You cease its being, so to speak. That's what it means. In fact, the lore is that, what is it? 8x6, that's the dimensions of a grave. And that's why it's called 86. That's one of the lore I heard, some of the lore I heard. But we all knew that it meant to kill it, right? Oh, 86 it. You got to kill it. It's not just, and it's also used in, you know, it's a, you can use it in discussion of felonious criminal scheming when you're talking about killing somebody, right? You are seriously, I don't believe it for a second, but it's asinine to think that the top cop in the land, he ran the FBI, didn't know what that meant. Shut up. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That's so stupid. He thought he was being cutesy, right? And then he's like, I didn't realize those numbers, associate those numbers. Like, it's 47 is not the problem. It's the number in front of it and what that is instructing. Let me remind everybody. Twice now, people have tried to assassinate a sitting president in the past 8 years in this country, past 6 years in this country. 4 years in this country, three, two, just really in the past like year. They've tried 1 year. They've tried assassinating two times, sitting president of the United States. One guy came damn near close to it. And the left brushed it off. In 2022, a leftist tried assassinating Justice Kavanaugh. Days after Chuck Schumer stood on the steps of the Supreme Court building and threatened, his words were, quote, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you. And he said him by name, quote, Justice Kavanaugh. He was in a fury over Roe v. Wade's defeat. And just a few years before that, a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer tried assassinating a ball field full of congressional members. And the only reason that we didn't have a bunch of dead Congress members is because Steve Scalise is in House leadership and he had armed security with him. Now, a lot of the guys, they own guns and they shoot regularly and they hunt, but they weren't allowed to carry. They were disarmed. If Steve Scalise had not been there, there would have been dead lawmakers. Absolutely. Steve Scalise was almost killed. So when is the left going to stop resorting to violence and excusing violence as a substitute for reasoned debate? Kash Patel said they were aware of it and they're in communication with the Secret Service. Primary jurisdiction, he says, is with the Secret Service on these matters. We're going to provide necessary support. I had other people say, well, Dana, do you know that there's 8646 t-shirts on Amazon? Oh, did Kash Patel do it? I apologize for people who had notifications on last night. I was a smart ass last night. I really was. I was editing a couple of things and I was already tired and my eyes were really dry and I'm looking at my monitor and I just was being mean. I really was. I wasn't mad. I was just being mean to people. And I had people say, oh, well, look on Amazon. These t-shirts on Amazon, it says 8647. Oh, did Kash Patel write those and sell them? I didn't know Kash Patel had storefronts. So wait, you're trying to equivocate randos selling stupid shirts on Amazon that literally nobody knew existed until somebody tried to go and cherry pick something to justify a former FBI director actually intimating, assassinating the president of the United States? Really? Seriously? Come on. I don't buy it. Some people were saying, oh, look at some of these other conservatives who did this, or people, not conservatives, but, you know, Republican, moderate Republicans who had said this before. Again, I don't like anybody saying it, but how is that the same as the director of the FBI? If you show me that Kash Patel had ever done 8646 or anything like that, fine. Oh my gosh, you got us. But he didn't. He didn't. Oh, but Kash Patel reposted a video where he was chopping off political opponents' heads. It was someone else made the video, and it was the dumbest AI I've ever seen. Actually, it was like his, one of those videos where it's like his, somebody's face superimposed on something, and they're cutting a log, and the end of the log that's coming off are like heads of like different leftist commentators and lawmakers. I don't like that either. And I say that as somebody that the anti-gun lobby made fetish assassination videos of. I literally had like gun control groups reposting videos, AI videos of me being murdered. So yeah, nobody likes that. But was it the FBI director that made it? You morons. No, it wasn't. So stop with this nonsense equivocation. I get it. You guys have a bloodlust. You love dead Republicans. You love killing people as a substitute for reasoned discourse. I get it. But that doesn't mean your arguments have to be as stupid too. I'm just tired of this stuff. I mean, leftists are, you people are turning into, you have been. It's an insult to barbarians. It's moronic. These are the same people that lost their minds on me when I said I was fisking the New York Times. Oh my gosh. The New York Times put out an editorial condemning my violent language. I had everybody from like Daily Beast to Rolling Stone, New York Times. Oh my gosh, so violent. No, these are your rules, guys. This was the FBI director who posted this. This wasn't some rando with a storefront on Amazon. It wasn't a meme account on social media. It was the literal top cop in the land. And I think it's the height of bizarre that this, doesn't it scare you that someone who is that petty, who does this kind of stuff, was ever had that much power? Ever had that much power? We have a lot more to hit. Your body is a powerhouse. It heals, it builds, it keeps you moving. But as you age, those natural processes slow down. And that's where Ancient Nutrition's collagen comes in. It's like backup power for your body. It helps you stay strong, radiant, and ready for anything. Ancient Nutrition blends ancient wisdom with modern science to create high-quality supplements. And their multi-collagen advanced lean features 10 types of collagen from real food-based sources. It's powered by clinically studied ingredients that support fat loss, healthy weight management, management, and lean muscle building. You'll love it because it can reduce your joint discomfort, boost your skin, your hair, and nails. And plus, you'll love how it tastes and how easily it fits into your daily routine. Collagen is real and it works. And Ancient Nutrition's Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean has you covered. Look and feel your best starting today. Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering you 25% off your first order. Just visit ancientnutrition.com/Dana, promo code Dana. That's ancientnutrition.com/Dana, code Dana for 25% off your first order.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
When you play your concerts, do you ever see anybody with blue hair, armpit hair, female armpit hair? As some of these people we're looking at, kid, I don't know.
Man, listen, I was just watching your clips, and you know, we have this low birth rate in America, and it all made sense to me. It just hit me right now, because who's going to sleep with these ugly-ass, broke, crazy, deranged, TDS liberal women? I mean, you look at these rallies, it's like a bunch of women that no guy wants to sleep with and a bunch of dudes that want to sleep with each other.
Have you seen what Comey...
I love it. That was funny. Jesse's been a longtime friend of mine, and he's just dying. You could tell it was too funny. But it's true. Also, can we stop with the armpit hair for women? Like, why is that a thing?
I'm wondering.
I'm trying to understand the thought process of, I'm going to be nasty to be powerful. It is. I'm sorry. It's nasty. I just, but I don't know. I just don't. So gross. Ladies, come on now. You ain't owning anybody but yourselves, okay? You're not doing nothing to anybody but yourselves with that one. Because I have never crashed. I used to crash protests all the time when I was in college, and I've never crashed a protest where there wasn't. Kane, you know it's true. You've been to the concerts.
That's true. It's
always There's one. Always some of them it's women's.
One. It's always at least one.
It looks like they got spiders trapped under their arms. They're holding them down. It's like, almost like they're saving America from just an army of spiders under their arms. I don't know, but it's just bleh. And then it's like they got to show it off. It's like not for them, it's for all of you.
It's like they got buckwheat in the headlock.
I mean, it is so... It's just... Bleh. Anyway, he's not wrong. They're always mad. They're always mad about something. Always mad. All right, coming up. We got a lot to hit. Still, we're going to be discussing some foreign policy. We got some culture. We got this, you know, the Hearing Protection Act. So apparently they're not Republicans. Republicans love campaigning on the Second Amendment. Oh, they love pretending that they're big 2A people. But when push comes to shove, they leave you high and dry. We're going to talk about that coming up. Second hour on the way. Don't go anywhere because we'll find out. We'll find you. Your body is a powerhouse. It heals, it builds, it keeps you moving. But as you age, those natural processes slow down. And that's where Ancient Nutrition's collagen comes in. It's like backup power for your body. It helps you stay strong, radiant, and ready for anything. Ancient Nutrition blends ancient wisdom with modern science to create high-quality supplements. And their multi-collagen advanced lean features 10 types of collagen from real food-based sources. It's powered by clinically studied ingredients that support fat loss, healthy weight management, and lean muscle building. You'll love it because it can reduce your joint discomfort, boost your skin, your hair, and nails. And plus, you'll love how it tastes and how easily it fits into your daily routine. Collagen is real and it works. And Ancient Nutrition's Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean has you covered. Look and feel your best starting today. Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering you 25% off your first order. Just visit ancientnutrition.com/Dana, promo code Dana. That's ancientnutrition.com/Dana, code Dana for 25% off your first order.
Listen, I'm concerned with SNAP. I'm concerned with Medicaid, Pell Grants, energy manufacturing. Those are important to me. That represents trillions of dollars that they have cut. But if they're really interested in being fiscally responsible, then don't give such big cuts to the rich. Actually try and balance a budget. Actually try and bring down the deficit. If you want to take away all of those things from the neediest, take away some from the rich as well.
Oh my gosh. Tell me that you don't understand how money or taxes work without telling me that you don't understand how money or taxes work. That's Stacey Plaskett, who's a delegate with the Virgin Islands. And she clearly does not know how. I mean, how are you 60 years old and you don't know how this works yet? That's just kind of embarrassing at this point. She was the she was involved in the second impeachment of Trump. She's a non-voting House member. And I think if you're a non-voting House member, shut up. There you go. Be quiet. She was born in Brooklyn, but her parents are from Virgin Islands. And so she is representing Virgin Islands, non-voting member. Anyway, also apparently a communist. What is this idea? And of course, they're debating the bill. You know, they're debating the budget. I just can't. Can I just say, oh my gosh, we have this conversation every year. Every time there's a budget, we have this conversation. And I am so done with this. So done with it. She's saying that, she's also said that Republicans mainstreamed the Great Replacement Theory. She did this whole thing where she went and called all Republicans racist on the House floor. I mean, she's got a long history of shenanigans. Let's just say that. But this idea that if people who are make X amount of dollars, they're getting a tax cut, and that is a tax cut that should go elsewhere. Do you know why they're getting the tax cut? It's not a tax cut, but a tax return or anything else. They pay most into the system. We've gone over these figures over and over again. I'll do it again. The top 1% in the United States pay the vast majority of all the taxes. And you have 50% of people in this country who don't pay anything. Actually, is it over 50%? Look at my notes. It might be. Long story short, you guys understand the reality here. And this narrative they're trying to foment, and that they were trying to argue with the quote unquote big beautiful bill, etc., that the rich were getting tax cuts, or they get mad when the rich get more, when people who pay into the system get more money back than the people who pay less into the system or nothing at all. It's stunning to me, and I really feel, I don't know. When Congress was first established, you had a lot of people in Congress that were business owners, and they had farms, and they had to pay people, and they had to manage land, and they had to manage resources, and they had to manage, you know, their business partnerships and trade and all of this other stuff, and serving in government. I don't want to say it was a consequence of that, but I don't have a better way to put it. But it was something that it was sort of a consequence of that. Like, oh, these people have this experience that gives them some authority per their expertise to legislate about this or to speak about it or to lobby about it. And so that's, you know, people like, you know, Davy Crockett and everybody else, when they went and served in D.C., they had expertise because they were active in the private sector. And then at some point, the majority of these people, and I might be playing fast and loose with my percentages here, but it seems like there are a hell of a lot more people now that serve in Congress that don't have that real life experience, that don't know how to make payroll, that have never been the first to arrive and the last to leave, that don't know the stress of running a business, that don't understand the stress of making sure that people are paid, that don't understand, you know, all of the pressures that go in with a business. I mean, we ran a small business. We lived it, and it's hard. And usually, I mean, you're the business owner. I mean, by and large, this is usually how it goes for the first, 5 to 7 years. I mean, for the first several years, you don't even make anything. People who work for you do, but the owner is always the last person that takes the paycheck until you actually are profitable. These people don't understand that. So at some point, it's like the makeup of people serving in government changed, and it went from business owners and farmers and ranchers and people that really understood how the world works to people like Stacey Plaskett, who have never run a business and have everything handed to them because they can either check boxes or because they're Nepo babies or something. That's, and then they get into positions of government where they can affect law. And then now look, then you start having all of these stupid regulations and stupid restrictions and Marxist taxation levels, et cetera, et cetera. Well, any taxation is Marxist, but you get my point. I don't know when that changed completely. I think FDR had a hand in it. But it is stunning. And it's really, I get angry because I'm insulted. I'm insulted by people who have never contributed anything themselves, who have no skin in the game, that want to lecture all of us about this stuff. I don't know. The whether or not this bill makes it through, they were supposed to have it in by Memorial Day. It's just not. I'm not happy with it. I don't think it helps. I think it increases the deficit. And what's more, and I'm going to come to this here. Let me pull this up. What's more is the issue of these lawmakers that talk a really good game about Second Amendment issues, but when push comes to shove, they do nothing. So we've had on, we talked to some lobbyists earlier this week about the Hearing Protection Act and the suppressors, the suppressor issue, right? So they were supposed to amend the reconciliation bill to repeal the inclusion of suppressors, which are not silencers. I know originally that was like the cutie little colloquial term that the originator came up with, but the more accurate way to say it, and words are important because they invoke different legal ramifications, is suppressor, because it doesn't silence anything. And so far, it's not in it. They're, after promising, a lot of these lawmakers actually promised that they in campaign speeches. Now they're not delivering, just like they're not delivering on removing Social Security from taxation. If they're not going to take suppressors out of the NFA, they're not, look, you're not going to get nationwide concealed carry. You're not going to get that. Concealed carry bill is not going to go anywhere in the House. Never. They're just doing that to string people along. They're entirely ineffective. And it's disappointing. And I'm going to remember this the next time they're like, oh, can we get your votes? Oh, can we get this? Can you come vote for us? People need to realize that there have to be consequences for lying to the American voter and not following through on your promises. Yeah, there are a number of them that don't. I think Johnson's been incredibly ineffective. He's not getting anything done. And there's so much compromise. It's almost like Kevin McCarthy is still there, except I will say Kevin McCarthy had more influence than Mike Johnson did. You know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people give Marjorie Taylor Greene a lot of grief. But the one area where she actually was, and she's been right on a lot of things. A lot of people just don't like her delivery. That woman was 100% right on that speaker fight. She called it out. She was like, no, no, no. She was on the phone with POTUS. Remember that infamous picture where she had like hit him like on the phone? And she was saying, no, she was like, this is not the time to do it. She wasn't opposed. And this is where most of us were. She wasn't opposed to switching out the speaker. She just wasn't opposed. She just was opposed doing it at that exact time. And she had also noted, look, y'all don't have a replacement. Who are you guys going to have step in to take his spot? And so she was really critical of that. And she reminded everybody about that a couple days ago. But McCarthy at least had the seniority, because he'd been there for a while, so he knew everybody, knew where the bodies are buried, rhetorically speaking. And he was able to do more than Johnson is now. And that was all because, again, that was the Gates got mad at Kevin McCarthy because Kevin McCarthy wouldn't stop an ethics investigation into Gates. And so Gates decided to get even with McCarthy, and that's the stunt that he pulled, is he kicked off the whole speaker fight. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was against it from the beginning. Look, like I said, people get mad over her delivery. She was right about this. She was 1,000% right. And what's more, she's even like, look, she's trying to not completely start a war, but she's saying, look, Johnson doesn't even know what he's doing now, because he doesn't. This is not getting done. How are you not having some of the simplest things be included in this bill? But Dana, they barely have a majority. My gosh, I'm so damn tired of that excuse. So tired of it. When they had a more sizable majority earlier, they didn't do anything still. I mean, at some point, that excuse has got to run out of power, right? You got to hit your credit limit with it, right? Good night. I mean, I was reading this story earlier about tax dollars and what they're all paid, what everything pays for. Like, for instance, in New Jersey, they had spikes in their utility costs. They were raising prices on everybody. And then they were also taking a lot of taxpayer dollars and funding things like offshore wind and settling illegal immigrants. And this story, gosh, there's a lot. And this is like something that's all across the United States. They've added fees. Like, for instance, they've added all kinds of fees under these utility bills. And some folks have been diving into it, finding out that it's just created a never-ending slush fund for Democrats to pay for pet projects and funding this like experimental clean energy for their buddies and all this stuff. I mean, we keep finding out more abuses of taxpayer dollars, and the best that we can get from Congress is, well, we're going to increase the deficit, continue all of Joe Biden's funding for the Green New Deal. Yeah, and that's it. And we're going to continue to tax Social Security. But hey, we played a shell game, so here we go. You happy with this? It's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the Generation 3 Sub-2K. It's a fold-in-half rifle, and now available in 10mm. Folds in half, optics stay in place, and it deploys just as quickly as well, zeroed and ready. Innovation with a twist. And you just twist that rotating forend, folds down to 16.5 inches for easy storage and transport. And it just as quickly deploys as well. Takes Glock mags. So you got a lot of capacity for whatever shooting needs you have. You can even get a drum, 50-round drum also. You got rails up top for accessories, integrated M-lock, 5-pound trigger pull, internal buffer for softer recoil. I mean, it's ideal for legit everything. Put it in your backpack, go camping, church security, or just shooting fun, whatever it is. It's awesome, and it's the new Sub-2K Gen 3, made by Kel-Tec, all-American company. Everything from the parts, labor, all right here in the U.S. of A. They stand behind everything they make. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So here's some breaking news. Might want to look out, New Orleans. 11 inmates escaped from a New Orleans jail. Most of them are murderers. What? Yeah, I don't know how 11 dudes escaped from prison at one time unless they had help from the inside. I mean, this is like that one show with Jeremy Renner, Mayor of Kingstown. I don't know how 11 get out, but they escaped from the New Orleans Justice Center midnight this morning, early this morning. The sheriff said the escape was discovered during a routine headcount at 8:30 a.m. They said that they confirmed the escapees about 10:15 a.m. So who knows how long they've been gone. The escapees, let me just read you the rap sheets. Domestic abuse, illegal carrying of a weapon, illegal carrying of a weapon, illegal carrying of a weapon, murder, 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 aggravated battery, murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, 3 counts of attempted murder, 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 domestic violence, murder, illegal possession of a weapon, murder. I mean, yeah.
You're motivating Democrats towards these people.
Democrats right now are breaking their ankles in a rush to meet with these dudes over margaritas right now. Yeah. So they are considered to be super dangerous and armed and dangerous. They did capture one guy. 10 are still on the run. They caught one guy in a French Quarter parking garage. He was spotted. They got him, listen, using facial recognition tech. On a Project NOLA camera. So they got him. He fled on foot initially, but they were able to get him. Bruce Springsteen apparently fell down on stage. I didn't say Godsmack. No one said that. That is a band, not a reference to anything in particular.
There it is.
Oh, man. Oh, help him up. Life alert. I have fallen and I can't get up.
And he couldn't actually. Look.
He literally couldn't. He was like a beetle that fell. And they had to lift him up. That's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? That's not.
Pepe.
It's just not a good. Can I just watch this again? You can just let it. You know what? Sometimes we just need to let it roll over and over again all the way to the end of the segment. I'm just.
Loop it,
But is it? It's just not a good look that he literally had to be hoisted up off the stage like a legit toddler. That's, I've lifted my kids up like that. You guys, oh man. Okay, so a let's see. Oh, 101 degrees in Texas in May. I told you guys, we got yeeted into the sun after like 2 days of 80 degree weather. So apparently we're going to have multiple records broken over the next week. An early heat wave has already arrived. Cue everyone down here going, but it's a dry heat. It's a dry heat. You sweat all the same. So technically, no. We have a lot more on the way as we are rolling towards the bottom of this second hour. I almost said third hour. Stick with us. Our partners that help bring you the program, Burn a Gun. Look, it makes sense to diversify your weapons array. I'm not going to tell you not to carry. I think you should carry a gun. And I think that you should not be afraid to use it in defense of yourself or a loved one. I try to avoid gun-free zone areas because they're dumb. And it's unconstitutional. And these people don't do anything to protect you. They just want the virtue signaling of saying gun free. But I also don't want to like make a political statement not carrying and then get turned into a statistic. So Byrna is a self-defense weapon. It's shaped like a gun. Like you got the Byrna rifle, you got all these other kinds. But I think for the purpose of this, the Byrna SD and their new compact launcher, the Byrna CL, that's what you need to focus on. And they shoot chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. It doesn't care about stupid gun-free zone signs. It doesn't care about any of that. There's no background checks. There's no waiting periods. You don't have to pay a tax stamp. There's none of it. It's sent right to your front door. And you are able to still have a means of protection when a private property wants to disarm you or a local or municipal restriction. And for college kids, too, that are too young to carry, but also live alone, this is a great idea for them as well. And it's super affordable. You can check it out. They have like different accessories and colors and all that. The Byrna CL, it's like maybe just under 7 inches long, really thin. And it's, there's no recoil, easy target acquisition. And the SD, that's one of its best selling self-defense options. You can look at all of them at Byrna.com/Dana, BYRNA.com/Dana.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And discrimination against black people. We are in a moment of anti-blackness on steroids, and we refuse to be silent. We will not back down in our pursuit of racial justice. The antidote to anti-blackness is to be pro-black, and we will do it unapologetically. The United States government owes us a debt, and we need reparations.
Now!
I didn't know it was a call and answer session. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you at the bottom of this third hour. That is Ayanna Pressley, who's talking about reparations. Man, Democrats are just, they just keep putting out bangers, right? They just keep putting out bangers. I'm all for them doing this. Do it. Try it. FAFO. I'm all about it. Democrats introduced a federal resolution once again for reparations. I've got a lot of questions about this. So Summer Lee out of Pennsylvania led it. It was first introduced back in 23 by Cori Bush. Now, don't you criticize that woman because she's got a man who says he's a wizard, right? It was her bodyguard who says he's a wizard and he can literally bring a plague upon you. I don't know. That's like that came out. She was paying him campaign money. I don't know. Anyway, they said that in this press conference, Presley says she wants restitution and justice and reparations. And I don't even know what that exactly means. I'm so tired of hearing off of the stolen labor, stolen land, et cetera, et cetera. Can I just note that every nation on earth, without exception, has engaged in the practice of slavery. And it wasn't just black citizens that were enslaved either. I mean, by and large, it's a horrible thing. It goes without saying. But it wasn't reserved also for just one group of people or another. So my question is, how does this work? So people who were never slaves want money from people who never owned them. Okay. That still doesn't make any sense to me. Let me use Cain as an example. Sorry, Cain. I just want to use you as an example.
All right.
So you're, and we'll just put it bluntly. So Cain is half Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
So your family wasn't even here. Half of you, they weren't even here when all that happened. So do you only pay 50% reparations? Like, how does that work?
That's a great question.
Juan's family's from Puerto Rico. How does that work?
Is there no, like,
Juan's
system?
Juan wasn't even here. Yeah. He's got to pay reparations.
So we got to consider that. Plus, is there a system considering your family's history? Like, what?
Yeah, so my family predominantly are Irish, which explains so much, and American Indian. So when we look back through our family records, we were on the Dawes roll. So my ancestors were forcibly removed on the trail of genocide by Democrats to go to Oklahoma and elsewhere. Excuse me. So how does that work? So when my other ancestors, when they came over a way long time ago, I mean, the Irish were enslaved and they were treated horrifically. So how does that work? Is there like a grading scale? I think when you're also demanding that you and only you deserve recognition for past offenses, you're also diminishing and attempting to disqualify everything else that everybody else is. It's the human story. The human story is, you know, because humans have the free will to choose evil and good. And part of the human story is, you know, immoral activities such as this. Part of the human story is entire tribes in Africa that would conquer other tribes and they would literally sell them into slavery. I don't know where people thought that, you know, they were going when they were over there in the Ivory Coast and they were putting, you know, sending people through that famous doorway and trekking across the Atlantic to the New World and selling people to plantations. But I mean, it wasn't just a bunch of Englishmen over there that were selling people and they were working. In fact, what was the one movie that was made and it was on Netflix and it got a lot of pushback even from black historians because they were glamorizing one of the biggest tribes in Africa that was prolific in the slave trade. They made a lot of cash trading other enemy tribes. They would war and they would capture and they would sell. So what, I mean, so if you descended from that tribe, and are you then partly responsible for reparations, for paying reparations too? Like, how does that work? That's how stupid this is.
Let's remember where the word slave came from. It didn't come from some African descent. It came from the Slavic countries. And they were actually white people who were slaves first, which is why the word slave was even what it is.
Well, what it says too is that, oh, it's okay in every instance but this. I don't think it's okay in any instance. But this is, you know, the history that we have. I mean, one of the things with history is we look back at what, you know, the people who came before us did. And if we don't like what they did, we say we're not going to repeat that. That's the unfortunate aspect of it. But to demand that someone who wasn't involved be responsible for paying you is a lazy way to redistribute wealth. And the sad thing is you're diminishing actual immoral activity by using it as a veneer for greed. And that's the truth of it. If like Arianna Pressley and others calling for reparations want to get really mad, be pissed off at Democrats that perpetuated this. It was Democrats who did the trail of genocide, and it was Democrats who fought to keep people enslaved. That is the truth of the matter. They fought for this. And their policies after continued to fight for it. The destruction of the black community through urban planning, the likes of which happened under FDR and others. I mean, go back and look what happened. Like when they were building roads and highways, this was Democrat central planning. There's entire books on this. I have two in my library. That was Democrat central planning, and it was designed to divide and control. I've never understood how people can support the party that historically fought to diminish them at every turn. The abolitionists were Republicans. The people who wanted women to be able to not have to go to the poorhouse when their husbands passed away, to be able to inherit the farms that they worked on alongside of their husbands and families. Those were Republicans that fought for women to be able to do that. It was Republicans that fought for women to be able to cast a vote as an equal citizen of this nation. And it was Democrats that opposed it at every step, that ideology. I hate breaking everything down to just Republican or Democrat, but it is that ideology that is still so pervasive today. I mean, think about the policies. And it's even creeping over in conservative spheres. This is one of the reasons I get enraged when I hear about people trying to expand welfare programs like paying women to have babies. They are a continuation of the same policy that chipped away at the nuclear family unit over the past several generations. And they're trying to doll it up as a conservative proposal. It's asinine. Who is the party of higher taxation that makes it to where a family has to send both parents out of the home to work? Exactly. This is my point. I mean, if Democrats want reparations, maybe they should ask themselves to pay themselves then for diminishing and dehumanizing themselves. And furthermore, I want my reparations. Yep. My ancestors were forcibly removed, apparently by Elizabeth Warren's ancestors back in the day. So what do I get out of that? I would like to know. My family was dirt poor. And my family came from a tribe that actually was pretty independently wealthy in Georgia back in the day. And they had everything confiscated and seized from them, and they were sent on the trail of genocide. We're on the roll books. We're listed. My ancestors are listed on the trail, and they got their numbers. So I'm just curious. What do my ancestors get from that? Like, where does that come? What about the tribes that were relocated through that trail of genocide? They can't even own their own land on Indian reservations. Do you know that? Democrats have fought against that forever. If you're on a res, you can't even own your own land. The government owns it. It's actually not, I think about it, it's actually not that much different from property taxes. You never really own your own land, but you really can't even have it in your name on a res. So that's, you know, why? Why did they do that? Why did the government do that and disallow them to own property? Big question. So if they're going to talk about reparations, they need to take it to their party and say, you owe us this because this is what you fomented throughout history. It is evil to demand that someone else carry the penalty for another person's sin. God doesn't even do that. God doesn't pass on original sin. It's a myth that he does, and it's scripturally incorrect to assert otherwise. He doesn't do that. You're not responsible for the sins of your father. And again, if people want to argue that you are, tell me, explain to me Jesus's lineage again. It's divisive and it's hateful and it's racist. They're just racist is all it is. Lorraine notes that the Irish quarter and her German half of her family didn't get here until after it was over and they were dirt poor. So what about those? And what about black slave owners? There were some Native American Indian slave owners. What about them? Here's the other thing. What about people like my husband's family who came over here in the 1800s from Germany? And there was a book written about his grandfather, Gustavus Lash. He was taken as a prisoner of war and he was in Andersonville, the worst POW camp in the country. And I can't remember how many of them walked out. They had a ton of them in there. And to feed them, they would drive a live ox into the yard. And the prisoners would have to tear at it with their bare hands and teeth if they wanted to eat. Most of them died. And my husband's grandfather was one of the very few that walked out alive, totally emaciated, looking like a concentration camp survivor, but walked out alive. There's newspaper articles written about him and all kinds of stuff. He fought for the Union. He gave his health. He offered up his life. So are you telling me that somebody, his descendants, have to pay for something they didn't do? What about the people who lost their lives fighting to free people? Are you telling me that by way of their skin color, that they are just required to pay? It's racist. Ariana Presley is a racist, and these other people are as well. And they use their skin color as a gimmick. And it's sickening, and it's divisive, and it's evil. It is a moral failing on their part to demand reparations. You know, there are people that have suffered. I have a whole chapter about this in my book, Grace Canceled. Because I write about all of this. Human history is entirely imperfect and filled with error because humans are entirely imperfect and error prone. You're continuing this pattern by demanding something from people who are not responsible to pay you for something you never endured. And when I look at the backgrounds of some of these lawmakers, you know, like people like Jasmine Crockett and others, and they never experienced the poverty that I grew up with, ever. When I look at Ayanna Pressley's background, I mean, she had every, I mean, she had a lot of stuff handed to her. She grew up in Chicago. She did Planned Parenthood advertisements. You know, she was able to, you know, build herself. And then she kind of like discounts that and acts like, you know, she didn't, none of this was available to her. She wouldn't be where she was if these opportunities had not been available. Opportunities that she argues don't exist. It doesn't make any sense. It is, it's evil and it's a perpetuation of the sin that they accuse others of. We have Florida Man on the way as we roll towards the conclusion of the second hour. Our partners, Patriot Mobile, is the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there. You need to be mindful with how you spend your dollars. And Patriot Mobile, they give you a way to vote with your wallet. You're not compromising on quality. You're not compromising on convenience. It's not just about providing exceptional cell phone service either, which they do. I mean, you get the best coverage anywhere. I've been using them for over a decade now. You have exceptional nationwide coverage. They operate on all three major networks. You're connected wherever you go. But you're also supporting what you believe in. A lot of these other cell phone companies take the money you give them for your service, and they put it in their political action committees, and they donate it to Democrat campaigns and gun control and DEI and all this other stuff. Patriot Mobile does not do that, which is why it's wise to be mindful with how you spend your dollars. If you are not happy about paying Amazon because of politics or Netflix, I want to tell you that if you have not switched your cell phone service over, you're paying anywhere from 2 to 3 times over what you would pay with those subscriptions for your cell phone service. Get seamless switching with 100% US-based, their US-based customer service team at Patriot Mobile. You can even keep your current number, your phone, or upgrade, and you can get a free month of service right now with promo code Dana. So visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service using promo code Dana. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana. Defend freedom with every call and text you make. 972-PATRIOT.
Could Luigi Mangione's killing of the United Healthcare CEO lead to anarchy in America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
But he shot this insurance executive. And I mean, there's this whole host of people trying to justify it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because their insurance got canceled. Therefore, it's okay to go assassinate some insurance worker. That is teetering on anarchy.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Some of these headlines I got today. All right, so first up, I'm telling you what, this is scary. If I lived in Florida, and I love you, Florida, I love vacationing in you, I love your food. I love going down there 30A. I like going, I mean, the whole, every part of it, no matter what part of it is, all beautiful. Your all's water is, I mean, it's terrifying because of the stuff that's in it. In your sewers, municipal employees were doing a routine inspection. Routine inspection. Oh, we got to go look at this pipe. It's underneath this Florida road. Let's send a little camera down there just to see. Oh my gosh, there's a gator sitting in the pipe like a people. He's sitting there like a people. Look at him. Juan's got it. They were looking, it's this concrete pipe, and they were looking to see like what, you know, the structure, et cetera, et cetera, you know, as skilled workers would do. And they lowered this camera down there and they saw a gator. It legit looks like he's sitting up. it's, I can't even say the city's name, but they posted a photo to Facebook showing the image of the gator, and they used this remote controlled camera to check the pipe. You know, they were looking for cracks and leaks and things like that. Oh, but then there's more. They also had video of him later walking around. The pipes were fine, but he's just walking around. See, he's why you look at him with these, just sitting like a people. Just sitting there chilling in the pipe. Can you imagine? Now, that's a sewage pipe. I don't know. Like, is he going to come up in somebody's toilet? I don't know. I'm just saying. They also kind of want to chill with you at your house, too. Not this particular gator, but one of his friends. An alligator, another alligator, not the one that we had last week that knocked on someone's door. This is a new gator knocking on someone's door. Come and knock on my door. He got stuck in a folding chair. He needed some helps. Lee County Sheriff's Office posted a video to social media. A gator was visiting front porches in Tortuga, and their deputies had to come because he got his head stuck in a folding chair. And as he approached the front door, he had the chair on his head, and it was hitting the door. It was almost like he was signaling for help. So clearly the homeowner did not try to do it themselves. They called the professionals to come and help. My gosh, we got a lot more on the way. Third hour next. Stick with us. Your body is a powerhouse. It heals, it builds, it keeps you moving. But as you age, those natural processes slow down. And that's where Ancient Nutrition's collagen comes in. It's like backup power for your body. It helps you stay strong, radiant, and ready for anything. Ancient Nutrition blends ancient wisdom with modern science to create high-quality supplements. And their multi-collagen advanced lean features 10 types of collagen from real food-based sources. It's powered by clinically studied ingredients that support fat loss, healthy weight management, and lean muscle building. You'll love it because it can reduce your joint discomfort, boost your skin, your hair, and nails, and plus, you'll love how it tastes and how easily it fits into your daily routine. Collagen is real and it works, and Ancient Nutrition's Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean has you covered. Look and feel your best starting today. Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering you 25% off your first order. Just visit ancientnutrition.com/Dana, promo code Dana. That's ancientnutrition.com/Dana, code Dana for 25% off your first order.
Given the new allegations in Jake Tapper's book, do you have any concerns with President Biden's age or decline, and was there a cover-up by the Democratic Party?
We're not looking backward. We're going to continue to look forward, certainly. I think President Biden made the decision not to seek re-election. It's a decision that House Democrats strongly supported.
Thank you.
So that's their talking point that went out clearly. No. We got to look forward, guys. We got to look forward. That's what we got to do. We got to look forward. We're not looking back anymore. We're looking forward. Well, wait a minute. What does that have to do with you guys covering up Biden's? You know, I was thinking about this too. First, welcome back. Dana Lash with you. Channel 347 DirecTV is the stream. The chat's at Rumble. When they were in that interview with Biden, wasn't it CNN that ran the interview? And this was before the debate, right? And his answers, they were like they had a ton of jump cuts. And I also saw all of these other stations like that. This was like last year this article came out. There was a radio station in Milwaukee that said that they did an interview with Biden. They edited portions of it per his campaign's request they had to make him sound decent. But when he did that interview was in June, and they edited his interview to make him sound sentient. They all knew about that then. So if you're a news network and you're doing a pre-tape interview with somebody, there's a lot of people involved in that. You have your, you know, obviously you have the talent that's sitting and doing the interview, but you also have the producers. You have like video editors. You know, you got a lot of people, right? You have a lot of people that are involved in this. And then you also have to have the final product signed off on. There were a lot of people involved in that interview where Biden looked like a mess, and they all hid it. They all hid it. They knew it even when scheduling and trying to orchestrate the debate between Biden and Trump. And I was reading later, there was one staffer that was saying that they were really hoping that, you know, he wouldn't take the debate, that Biden wouldn't do the debate. Audio Soundbite 11. Listen to this. Jake Sullivan's like, I was so shocked at his performance at that debate. This was the acting here. They're all going for Oscars. Watch this.
What happened in that debate was a shock to me. I think it was a shock to everybody. And I've made that point before.
Just finally, do you think in retrospect, given everything that's happened, everything we've talked about today, it was a mistake for President Biden to try to run again?
One of the things about being national security advisor is that you're mercifully insulated from politics and political decision making. I was insulated from it to the point where, while I was national security advisor, my spouse was running for Congress, and I had strict rules about what I could even do to support my spouse.
He was so surprised by the debate, Kane, by Biden's debate performance. Jake Sullivan, who has been with the administration start to finish, he was shocked by the debate performance. I was shocked before the debate performance. I mean, Kane, you've seen the, you saw him talk.
Oh, yeah. Do you think part of his job is counting on his ability to observe things and be observant?
Jake Sullivan?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, so that's why I don't buy this.
Yeah, I don't buy this from any of these cats. They're all trying to cover their backside because they're losing all their influence, and they know it. And this makes them look even worse. This is so crazy. Oh, they were all, you know, audio soundbite 12. Jake Sullivan denies that Biden ever forgot his name. And I'm pretty sure this means that this did happen. This is a Politico event. Listen.
But the accusation is not that he could never perform well, is that it was that he couldn't do it all the time, that he was only able to function well for a few hours in the day, that he would have moments of forgetfulness, that he would, there's actually an excerpt in the book where it says he forgot your name in December 2022, he called you Steve a couple of times. Did that happen?
I do not recall that ever happening, and I will tell you, Joe Biden knows my name.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, that's, of course. I don't recall that happening. I was just as surprised as you were about Biden's debate performance. I was so shocked. I did not know that he was going to perform poorly. If you had watched him at any point leading up to this, you would have seen clearly interviews, speeches that he gave, walking across the lawn. I mean, you would have seen, we all knew the debate was going to go that way. We all knew that that was going to happen. All knew it was going to happen. Listen to Booty Juice, who's now like, well, he's, wait, do I want this one or do I want this other? No, not Booty Juice. I'll get to him in a minute. Let's get to the other guy that looks just like him, Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke is finally, he's trying to get in on this. I knew Biden was, yeah, he's trying to cash in on this now. Audio soundbite 9.
Just to be clear, Biden should not have run again. And to be even more clear, he failed this country in the most important job that he had. In fact, the entire rationale for his presidency the first time and the rationale he tried to sell us on for his attempt to run for reelection. Only I can stop Donald Trump. And he failed to do that.
Where was this guy saying this when it? Oh, remember, he was quiet. He was super quiet because he was hoping that he would still get some kind of inter-party advancement. Why is he coming out again? Is he thinking about running for something?
Probably.
What is he going to run for?
He probably sees the weak bench these Democrats have, and he tells himself he has a chance.
Oh my gosh. He's like, if you have a weak bench of Democrats, Beto O'Rourke is still the weakest on there.
I agree.
Oh my gosh. This guy's never met a protein shake that he liked. It's true. Sidebar. I can't stand like little dweebs like that. Like little, just, no, not, mm-mm. The heaviest thing that he ever picked up was his like Mexican-made Strat. It's like the lightest, that's the heaviest thing he ever picked up. But they all knew, and he's now trying to get in. He's trying to get a piece of that influential pie. Now, this is an advisor, a former advisor for Booty Juice, Poop Booty Juice, new mom, who's totally running. Now, he admits, like, while all this is happening, and they're all doing this whole, like, no, Biden's totally fine, that the prosecution of the president, Trump at the time, was Oh, absolutely. It was an organized effort. This is Audio Soundbite 13. Take a gander.
They're mad. Why the base is mad at some of the leaders in Washington is not because they're not left enough. It's because, you know, Chuck Schumer came out with no strategy, no forewarning, and just said, we're going to fold on the CR. I mean, I think he could have done a better job of explaining what the strategy was and what we're going to do, but there wasn't anything like that. I think Democrats are learning, and I'm going to agree with you, that Democrats cannot only be the party of resistance. We cannot, like, we resisted so hard between 2017 and 2024. We impeached the guy, like, we prosecuted him, convicted him of 34 felony counts, and guess what?
On
he still
one
got elected.
Thing.
So I don't know how much
like they're admitting it. Like, oh, yeah, we orchestrated all of this. It was never about, like, politics, and it was never about the American people. It was only ever about getting even. I want to switch up the discussion here, because the Supreme Court yesterday, as you know, they started oral arguments for birthright citizenship. And the funniest thing that I heard or that I saw accompanying some of what the SCOTUS, said, they don't have, they have audio recordings, but they don't have the cameras in there. Someone said that Ketanji Brown Jackson said the word injunction like Adam Sandler's Cajun Man character from SNL. Listen, this is Audio Soundbite 14.
In this very case, if we have a series of plaintiffs have actually named people and they get an injunction.
A what?
A what? Can I just hear the injunction word?
And they get an injunction.
An injunction? Did James Carville's ears perked up? Injunction. Conjunction. Injunction. What's your function?
They get an injunction.
Injunction. What is that? What is that? Someone says she sounds like Adam Sandler's Cajun Man character. That's actually hysterical. It is, yeah. What was it like a miss? I'm just trying to figure out how you was she trying to pronounce it in a way that she thought was clever?
I don't know.
She totally sounds like Adam Sandler's Cajun
Man. And they get an injunction.
An injunction. I'm sorry, Justice Brown Jackson. A what? An injunction. Is that like an injunction? Almost like that. All we need now
get an injunction.
All we need now is what's her face, who is the spokesperson for Biden, to come out and say emeritus, or Jill Biden to come out and say Bogota, CC Quadway. I feel like I'm saying a bad word when I talk Jill Biden. When you do Biden Spanish, CC Quadway.
I'm against tyranny too.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you got to oppose tyranny. Who can forget? Who can forget? Now, with Democrats, Bernie Sanders, there's two interesting sound bites. First is Audio Soundbite 7, where he's extolling the lost representation of the working class with the Democrat Party. He says something right, and then he says something wrong in our next Audio Soundbite. This is 7. Go ahead.
I think the Democratic Party, the reason the Democratic Party has struggled, in my view, over the last many years, it has lost contact with the people it used to represent, which was the working class of this country. And I personally believe that if you have the guts to stand up to the oligarchs and you run a campaign representing the needs of working families, you can A, get a lot of small donations, and B, your program and your agenda will be strong enough
so
to take on the big money.
He does mention the same thing. He mentions oligarch. Do they know what an oligarch is?
I don't think so.
Do they know? Does anybody on the left know what that is? Because they use this word as this is like their pejorative du jour. It's somebody that has benefited from like state-run industry, privatization, things like that. And they basically a very big, rich business owner that can call shots and benefits from like the private partner, private state partnership. Bernie Sanders has only ever worked in government and his wife worked for a school that got government money. What does that make him? Dare I ask if he's an oligarch? How many homes does he have? Three? Yeah. Then he turns around and he says this. Audio Summit 6, listen.
But why do you think more Democrats are not speaking up on that issue?
Money?
Yeah, of course. If you speak up on that issue, you'll have super PACs like AIPAC going after you in the same way Elon Musk goes after Republicans. So what people have got to understand is right now what the corrupt campaign finance system is about is that billionaires can put unlimited amounts of money. Why do you like think George Elon Soros? Musk has been the most powerful
like
person
George
in government?
Soros? Like George Soros then. Okay, yeah, like George Soros. He says that Democrats don't speak out against Israel about Hamas's war in Israel and Gaza because they'll get attacked by super PACs. I think maybe they don't speak out, not me, and if they're talking about Fetterman, because Hamas literally attacked a sovereign entity and killed a bunch of people, including babies. That's probably why. Not so much the PACs. Golly. He's like one of those people that tries to present himself as so smart. I actually think he's incredibly dumb. I don't know why people venerate Bernie Sanders and act like he's this super smart intellectual dude. He's a dumbass. He just doesn't seem as crazy culturally as the other Democrats. But some of the stuff he says is dumber, if you think about it. We got a lot more on the way. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, thank heavens we're here, right, to help out with that. All right, first up, a TikTok influencer was shot dead during a live stream in Mexico. This was just right after we had the headline of Veracruz, a mayoral candidate, was shot dead in a live stream, shot and just walking through, you know, the crowd's crazy. This influencer, she's on TikTok. She was doing a live stream from her beauty salon, and someone arrived at her door to deliver a parcel. And she returned to her viewers. She got a stuffed animal, and then moments later, she was dead. And there was blood everywhere. It's like on the live stream. And apparently, she was shot dead by an intruder in her salon, and they're investigating it. This is insane. It's crazy over there. This Kennedy Center employees announced plans to unionize. If you're a government employee, I don't believe in public unions. Private unions are fine. Public unions, no, because the taxpayers are never consulted. And that's taxation without representation. And we killed a bunch of people that wore red coats for that. So let's not do that. Let's see. Men die of a broken heart more often than women. A new study. I believe it. A new study finds women can be cold, heartless. Mm. But they said there was a company that was studying it. It's the emotional stress that people suffer, like traumatic events, things like that. And that's classified as such. And Kash Patel is moving. Big shakeup of the FBI. He's moving FBI out of J. Edgar Hoover building. Coming up next, the fight in India. India and Pakistan. Stick with us. Home title lock. It's your greatest asset. It is your biggest asset that you have. Is it protected? That's the thing. I mean, you have alarm systems on your car and your home. I mean, well, you lock your doors, but do you really ever protect your title? And in today's AI and cyber world, it's actually super easy to do. It's becoming easier by the minute. People can forge your signature on a document. They can use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. And then the next thing you know, your home title has been transferred out of your name. And most people don't even know that it happened until they start getting the collection calls and the foreclosure notices, and then they have to hire an attorney to prove that their home is still theirs. You don't want to wait until it's so late that you're thousands and thousands of dollars in debt just trying to protect what you own outright anyway. You need to protect your most valuable asset, and you can do it with Home Title Lock. You can get a free title history report and a 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection using promo code Dana at HomeTitleLock.com. So the first thing to do is check and make sure that your title is still in your name. You can do that with that free title history report, that 14-day trial of $1 million triple lock protection. That's going to give you insight into the 24/7 monitoring of your title, the urgent alerts to any changes, and if they find fraud, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Visit HomeTitleLock.com today and use promo code Dana.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And while Pakistan tries to play the victim card in Western media, a storm is brewing in its own backyard in its largest and most resource-rich province, Balochistan. After Baloch nationalist leaders announced independence from Pakistan, and the man leading this uprising is Mirar Baloch. On the platform X, he called on India to recognize Balochistan's independence, even asking New Delhi to host a Baloch embassy. The Baloch struggle is not just political, it's deeply personal as well. Enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings, military raids are reportedly common in the region. Just take the Pakistan Army Chief Asif Munir's speech on the Baloch movement. The Baloch movement wants India's recognition and support. Activists online are calling for solidarity, with many praising India's democratic values in sharp contrast to Islamabad's oppression.
So this is a fascinating development that is happening right now. And a lot of people in the United States might think, well, how is this exactly affecting what's happening here? Because people are focused on domestic policy, trade. And of course, though lately, all eyes have been on POTUS as he's been over in the Middle East. And a lot of headlines from that as well. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this third hour. You can listen across the nation. Channel 347 is the stream of the radio program. We're at Rumble, everywhere. We've talked about this before, and I remember I really started getting into this geopolitical issue in a very weird way. I was watching, I love Grand Tour, and I love Jeremy Clarkson, and I love James May and all those guys, Richard Hammond, and I was watching James May go to India, and he was discussing some of the political earthquakes that were happening, particularly as India overtook China with becoming the most populous nation on the planet. And I thought, ooh, because that's always been a huge talking point for China, right? Now, how does China factor into this? Well, after the fall of Afghanistan, everybody remembers China was right there. They wanted mineral rights. They were offering Belt and Road Initiative off, all kinds of stuff. And now we have the situation with Pakistan and India. China has been making overtures to Pakistan as well. They want a tight alliance. But then we also, this is all because they look at India as a geopolitical threat. Well, now, in kind of response to all of this, you have this new nation that's emerging and doesn't want to be yoked in to all of the corruption and the economic, you know, disaster of these policies in Pakistan. All of this is reshaping this region. And it actually, I think, is what's more shoring up India's power and influence further. And it's fascinating if you are looking as to how to limit China's geopolitical influence, especially since tensions with the United States have been increasing ever so much. We talk about this every week. Joining me right now, we go back all the way to St. Louis. He's very good friends with my husband, actually, and he was Missouri treasurer in 2024. He ran for the House of Representatives. He's a historian. Karan Pooji joins us via video. And he first was like, you need to look at Balochistan. You need to look at what's happening here and the significance that this impact is having in this region, really kind of thwarting a lot of, you know, a lot of these China's influence and a lot of this other power. He's joining us to talk about what all of this means in the context of India and Pakistan, two huge nuclear powers. And it's good to see you, Karan. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's quite an honor.
Oh, it's good. You've have such great insight into this. And the tension with India and Pakistan has existed for quite some time. This has been happening for a long time, and there's a lot of history to it. But this development of Balochistan coming into its own as a new nation and seeking recognition from other world powers. Talk to me about this, because this upends this whole area and really reshapes the game.
Yeah, just so Balochistan has always had this different identity. They've never really identified with Pakistan or India or even Afghanistan. So they've always been kind of their own people. They've already their own ethnic group, their own cultural group. And, you know, they got roped into Pakistan in 1947 when all the lines were drawn. And that's where this whole thing started, was when the British left India. Mm-hmm. And they separated India and Pakistan. And so Balochistan has always had their own identity, but they've always been kind of exploited by the Pakistani government. So now they've recently just declared their independence. They've expelled most of the military from Balochistan. The Pakistani military has been expelled. And so they're just trying to be recognized now by the UN and by India. And I think that they have quite a bit of support. It looks like they've acquired weapons that might have been left over from the US when we exited Afghanistan. And they've been using those against the Pakistani military. Now, I don't know if that's a fact, but that's some of the videos that I've been seeing and things I've been reading on. And I noticed that India is also kind of really giving them some support. Whether it's not, I don't know why it's not in any media outlets, but it's a big deal, because this could actually be the end of, you know, Pakistan being the country as it is.
Yeah, and as really like the starting ground for a lot of, you know, some of the terrorist factions, etc., that we've been seeing. And you know, I've always thought I never understood why the United States didn't make greater overtures towards India as an ally in, you know, business, tech, trade, whatever. And it was always this relationship with China. Now the tensions with China are increasing. China, obviously, and Pakistan, you know, they have an alliance. China is, you know, they were rushing into Afghanistan after the fall of Kabul, immediately trying to talk to the Taliban about seizing up mineral rights. The interesting thing with Balochistan, and you just touched on something, was that when Pakistan, from what I understand, that separation from India, they felt that they were underrepresented and that it was like Hindu dominated. But then what are they doing to the people in Balochistan? They basically, from what I understand, were enacting the same sort of treatment on others that they claimed they were receiving from India.
Yeah, I mean, they were exploiting that region for all the minerals and all the rights there. And China is kind of going right into the area, and they want all those mineral rights too. So China is backing Pakistan in this. Mm. And it seems like there's a lot more under the surface that's not being brought out. Yeah. And Balochistan just wants people from Balochistan, the leadership and all those people, just the regular everyday people, they've been kidnapped. They've been, you know, they've been treated like they're second class citizens in their own country. They just want their own.
Yeah. It's horrifying to read some of the things that they've been enduring. And it's horrifying to think, too, if China wins out in influence in that area and backs Pakistan, I mean, what would that mean for those people? And what would that mean also for relations, you know, national security as it pertains to the United States in that area? I mean, I don't see a good outcome of China's dominance in that area with Pakistan.
No, if China dominates that area, then, I mean, India is going to be on the receiving end of all the issues, because they'll squeeze India and they'll surround India and take whatever resources economically, they'll crush India.
And that's kind of been happening already with the Pakistan-India conflict, because Pakistan attacks India and Indian interests. And then when India responds, it's called a retaliation. It's like that they responded. Yeah. The escalation came from being attacked, not from responding and defending yourself against an attack.
Yeah. And there's actually proof out there that there's tunnels that are going from Pakistan-controlled Kashmir into India.
Sounds like gossip.
And yeah, exactly. And they are, they're able to send terrorists over and, you know, accomplish their missions, and then they just hide back. Why isn't Pakistan actually finding those terrorists instead of blaming India? They should be joining India and helping find the people who are responsible for this, rather than saying we take no blame in this.
Right. But on their own, there's no way I can imagine that they would be able to sustain or do what they're doing. I mean, clearly it seems like nobody, you know, officially wants to come out and say it, but I mean, obviously they have an alliance, you know, with either China or Iran. They have an alliance that's like helping them with this.
Yeah. I think it's China, because there's a northern part of Kashmir, which is controlled by China. and that they're trying to, you know, reinstall the Silk Road from, you know, the Middle Ages and all that. They want to go right through Kashmir, and it's going to actually create another pathway into Balochistan to get the minerals from there.
It's that economic corridor that's been so often mentioned there with China and Pakistan. We're talking with our friend Karan Pooji over this issue with India and Pakistan and the emergence of a new republic, Balochistan. Why do you think that the UN is so hesitant to recognize them? I mean, they do posture as recognizing and fighting for overpowered nations or nations under threat, but yet there's been nothing from them on this issue.
I don't know. I mean, it's weird to me that this happened. It happened just in a few days ago, on the 9th, I believe, of May. But obviously they're going to be hesitant because there's two nuclear powers that are about to go to war. And then you have China and Afghanistan, everybody surrounding this area. I mean, this could be, it could go really well, or it could go extremely poorly. And we could see the start of World War III then.
Yeah. I mean, it could go sideways in the most horrible ways very quickly. I know that when POTUS was traveling in the Middle East, he was asked about India and Pakistan, and he was saying that he hoped that both sides, obviously, I feel like when he met with Modi, he's been very friendly towards India, and he just seemed to kind of triangulate, stay 30,000 feet above it. Like, we hope there's peace. We hope everyone, you know, kind of backs down and backs away from, you know, these tensions rising further. But I kind of think that if it was to escalate, I mean, obviously, I don't think the administration is going to come down on the side of Pakistan or anything of that nature. What significance would there be in the administration, a strategic significance in acknowledging Balochistan in this? What tactic, what purpose would that serve to help quell this? Or it could maybe inflame tensions more.
Oh, I mean, if the U.S. gets involved, if they get involved on the Balochistan side, then that'll ruin the relationship between Pakistan and the U.S. But it could increase the relationship between the Indians and
do we Americans, have a great relationship with Pakistan though? At this point,
in 47, when the partition happened, India went with Russia versus the U.S. because the U.S. backed Pakistan from the beginning. They wanted the air bases. They wanted all the, you know, whatever other strategic location from that, because I guess they were closer to Iran. They were closer to the Middle East. So they didn't back India in that. So it started off pretty rocky with India and the U.S., but now hopefully things will get better.
Yeah, things have changed a lot since, I think, the 40s as well. Yeah, they've changed a lot since the 40s as well. And with the partition, we're talking with our friend who's not just a history buff. He ran for Missouri House of Representatives from my home state of Missouri, Karan Pooji, on this issue of India and Pakistan and Balochistan, which is a new republic emerging. Pakistan doesn't want to lose that. I mean, they would lose that sea access too, from what I understand. I don't think that they would have any. They wouldn't have any coastal regions left.
They would have a very small coastal region in the Sindh. Where Karachi is.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Karachi. So that would be it. That would be it on the Gulf of Oman. That would be all that they have right there. And obviously they would probably push back against that. How does India factor into this with Balochistan?
India has been completely silent, but apparently some reports are showing that they are actually supportive of it, because for India, it's great because that breaks up Pakistan.
Yeah. You're dividing and conquering.
Yeah, exactly. So that gives them a strategic, you know, that gives them a strategic advantage if that were to happen.
The scary thing too, and I think everyone sort of realized this for the first time after the fall of Kabul, is, oh my gosh, China and minerals in this area and the economic corridors and the relationships that they would be building with these factions that are incredibly hostile to the United States. I mean, in addition to being hostile to India as well, which I think is a natural ally to the United States. I mean, the emergence of Balochistan, I just have a very Sun Tzu look at this. It's like, okay, well, it's divide and conquer. Nobody has to even do really anything except say, yeah, they don't really want to fall under the very despotic dominion of Pakistani leadership. So it makes sense that they would want to break away and be their own republic. I'll give you the last word on this, because obviously it's a new issue. It's a developing story, and it's one that we're going to continue to watch. But your final thoughts on this?
I mean, final thoughts. I mean, Pakistan is, they've not shown any kind of consistency since they've been a country. I have a lot of friends from Pakistan. Some of my best friends are, but I think their government is very dysfunctional. They have not had a single prime minister serve a full term since the creation of the country. So naturally, I don't think that it's a united country with all the states the way they are. I think there's Punjab, there's the Northwest Frontier Province, which is mostly the Pathans and the Pashtuns, and then they have the Sindh and they have Balochistan. And none of those people, they don't mesh together. They don't identify with each other. Right. So I think that it could be a good thing, but at the same time, it's a very, very sensitive subject.
Yeah, exactly. This is one definitely to watch. Karan Pooji, thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. We'd love to have you back, explore this further, because obviously this is not going to be the final development of this. And I think it's just the beginning of an issue that's going to have long, long lasting impact. It's reshaping a region. So we're going to keep an eye on it. It's good to see you. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Goldco is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings, just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with Goldco because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, Goldco is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. I know it's kind of gets into the weeds, and that's a very new issue, but you have to look at it overall, and talking about Balochistan, in the context of China exploiting a region and the United States needing to recognize another great potential ally in that region. You know, India is a very conservative nation. They are, you know, very open in terms of accepting and practicing capitalism. And there's a lot of gains to be had there, because and they're a huge geopolitical threat to China. India does not have plans for world domination, but China sure as hell does. So, and with Balochistan, it kind of reminds me in a way of like the Kurds in the 90s but fighting Gazan tactics. Very interesting. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
Out of Arlington, Virginia, they're banning their police from cooperating with ICE. Listen to this.
ICE says this is going to make Arlington County a magnet for terrorists, gang members, and human traffickers.
You're wrong with that.
If that happens, if it happens, are you going to reverse this policy?
No.
ICE says so this is care. Going to make...
They don't care.
There you go, right there. Folks, that does it for us this week. Have a great rest of your week. Find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse, Facebook, YouTube. Like and subscribe. Back with you Monday.